We are joined in the media center with current number one qualifier and reigning Top Fuel world champion, Steve Torrance. Steve, you ran a time of 3.716 at 330.07 miles per hour. Talk about your run and how important it is to set that tone.
It didn't take long to happen. It only took 3.716 seconds. Really good run to come out of the trailer and go down through there and go 71. I saw my dad go 73, and jokingly I told the guys in the tow vehicle, I was like, if he went 73, we can go 71. I really didn't believe it, but the car ran really good on that. When we went out there tonight, the track here is super tight, and a lot of cars went out and shook. I don't think it was because they were overpowered in the track. I think it's because we underpowered the track. It just... those tires went from round to square real quick, and you know, that ain't that fun to drive. I held on as long as I could, but we had a really good test session out in Phoenix, and to come here and kind of pick up where we left off last year was the plan. Being able to come out and do it's a different thing, and so far we're doing well. Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, and Justin Cross, and those guys, we moved Justin up as just basically another car chief on my car. And he's done an exceptional job, and we the team is the same. So we're just trying to keep the ball rolling. I think we still have a little bit of momentum. The off season was probably the shortest off season in NHRA history. It had to be because it seemed like we were here only a week ago. But to day one of the 2019 season's going pretty good.
You mentioned that you were just here a week ago. The last time you were here, you ended pretty good. Can you talk about what Pomona means to you? And like I said, how does this set the tone for the rest of the year?
You know, we didn't do that well here last year, but we won it, I think, the year before, or a couple years before. And it's always good to set the pace and set the tone doing well here at the Winter Nationals. I mean, it's just when you can get some momentum going early, it seems like it just makes the season a little happier. You can kind of, at least we got going earlier. You know, whatever's to come after that, you never know. But we need to try to be just as aggressive as we were and continue to move forward. I think that last year everybody kind of didn't know what to expect, and we came out and we did well again. So maybe we weren't a flash in the pan. So now we probably got a big bullseye on our back, and we need to kind of keep our guard up and really go out and defend that championship, and that's pretty fun to say.
Questions?
Steve, did you your first year that you had so much success 2 years ago, you probably wondering, gosh, how long can this go on? And then you come back last year and do it all over again, and it looks like you're back on that track again. How do you do you even think, like, how long can this keep going on anymore?
You know, honestly, I'm not going to say we're back on track again, and you are correct. I thought 17, we go out and we win 8 races, and I'm like, man, we're never going to have a year like this ever again. And that was probably a lot of the disappointment as well at the end of the season. You think, I go out and we do this good, and we dominate a season like this, we don't win the championship, and you think, well, I'll never have this opportunity again. You know, did we just let this slip between our fingers? And then the way that things panned out last year, and to win 11 races and continue that momentum and just keep the train rolling, yeah, you do think, when is this going to end? And, I mean, eventually it's going to at some point. It could end tomorrow or Sunday or, I mean, you know, 5 years from now. You never know. I mean, look at Tony Schumacher. That guy's been the man for a long time. I don't think – I'm not going to be as old as Tony and still racing Top Fuel, but – not saying he's old, I'm just not going to make it that long. With mentioning Tony Schumacher, that guy, you know, he's the most dominant, most winning, most badass Top Fuel driver there's ever been, and he's not here, and we're missing him. But I hope it doesn't end anytime soon. We're going to get back to the right question. I hope it doesn't end anytime soon, and I don't want to think about it. It's like, don't pinch me, don't push me, don't touch me. I don't want to wake up. This is all going pretty good, and I kind of like where it's at right now.
In the countdown, you guys said you're taking it one round at a time. Does that strategy change now, reset in the season?
None whatsoever. I think that when you break something down and you really just dissect it to what you have to do, one round at a time, and if you can win 4 of them on Sunday, you don't think about that. You just got to win one. then you can race somebody else. But if you get too far ahead, it's like baking a cake. You can't put it in the oven before you put the ingredients in. And that's what we're going to do. I mean, it eased everyone on the team's mind. It kind of, you know, just dissected it to the point where it's easily understandable. We need to win this round, and then we'll worry about that guy or girl next round. So that strategy has not changed at all. I think that that's what we need to continue to do. And I don't know if you guys could feel it, but as far as last year going into the countdown, it was a much different environment for all of the Capco boys in Torrance Racing, because that's the mindset that we carried into the countdown. And it just it made everybody a little more relaxed. We needed to go do a job, and we needed to concentrate on one thing, and that's this round right now, and we'll worry about the next one if we get there.
Steve, has your mindset changed from if you win 24 straight races? back then, you'd say, oh, wow, we won 24 races. Now you win 24 straight races. You go, crap.
No, I mean, you know, I think that you win 24 rounds, and then you go into off season, and you kind of think, well, heck, it's time to go racing again. And it's all you guys that are talking about continuing this streak and everything. We're just trying. Hey, y'all cut me off. Don't do that.
You were talking bad about us.
No, I didn't. I said it's you guys that are putting the pressure on me. We're just going to – I don't think that we're counting rounds. I mean, it's the exact same scenario, just a different outcome, that if we win all six of them, we win the championship. If we can continue to go rounds and try to win a couple more races, we can set a record. But, you know, I don't think it changes our mindset. We just go on, and it's not going to be a – not going to be a letdown if we don't. It's going to be awesome if we do, but we're trying to collect gold men here. That's what the whole idea of this thing is. We don't make any money at this camp, I can assure you. So if we can get some gold trophies out of the deal, we're doing all right.
I know you're not as old as Tony Schumacher, but do you feel like that kid that's playing the video game that's got high score and keeps adding to it?
Honestly, I do. And I think that, I mean, I look at guys like Tony and Antron with tons of respect. Those guys are the best that there's ever been. I mean, arguably, I'm going to root for Antron and say that he's better than Tony, but he doesn't have all the credentials that Tony does. And to even be in a realm and racing with those guys and competing with those guys and doing as well as we're doing, yeah, I feel like the kid that's out here just playing for high score and you can't get that mindset where don't mess up, don't lose, don't do this, because I mean that's when you do what you think you're not going to do. We're having a good time, and we're just trying to stay relaxed and focused, and I think that's what got those guys to where they're at. We're just going to try to follow in those footsteps.
All right, I had a question, so we're going to put more pressure.
Okay, we're done for the day.
I talked to your mom and dad earlier. How much fun is it having Billy out there, you know, more often this year than last? And after Q1, he was first until you blew past him, so he's driving well.
Oh, he's doing great. And that's, you know, that car benefits us when it comes out. He drives well, he does well. We added Jason McCullough into the mix over there. He's not going to race all 24 races. He doesn't want to race all 24 races, too many of them. But he enjoys to come out and do it, and when he does it, he wants to be competitive. And we've been able over the last few seasons to assemble a team that is a contender to win a race at any time. And I mean, if they were racing all of them, he could win a championship. And with the way the points are structured, if he can make the top 10, he can still win a championship. So he's very motivated, very driven, and super competitive. We were talking a little trash yesterday at the media day, and I told him, I said, I'm going to kick your butt. And he goes, I'm going to tell your mom. So, I mean, he's using that against me a little bit now, but I have a really good time. We're a real close-knit family, and we enjoy doing this together. And to be out here and competing at this level with my dad, and my mom's out here, she's running the show. It, you know, these are memories that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.